Blog Talk Radio. do your part. You can't help the world when you're playing around. And race games say you're black, but you're really brown. Doing only for self. Mama Earth needs help. Grandma's church, even DC's need help. What can you do? Don't worry about me. Hey, you got life short, cause I ain't she free. Been doing my part, building demands of art for the Aquarian age before it starts. Ask Prince Ali Mel Bay and Tiff Makino. Please brought him to Toronto to wake up the sleepers. If you think not, you better go ask God or Grip. He did a deal, hip hop shot was a lick. Bobby Hammer came too, Sonny Boy Gray. Respect and love you, though you died from AIDS. Spent a lively room, don't cry for space. Who's gonna help help the world? We can't escape. But not cognizant. Who pick up a pork chop for the robber's ant. When it's time to help the world, all I hear is chant. Many of y'all are coming back as birds and ants. Trust me, I study the Buddhist and Brahmin shaman. Help the world by activating high carbon. DMT dripping like a leaky faucet. I help the world when I sleep, no need to force it. Just doing my best, even when doing my rest. Help the world sleeping, I'm taking my steps. When I'm wearing a fez, nationals breaking their necks to witness the renaissance. Staring at a trance. And willing to do more. Don't believe me, ask the youth from Palmer Court. Ask the youth from Malvern and hear what they say. Ask the youth from Rexdale or ATHA. Hey.
Hang times worse than it really lives church. Cause I'm not coming out till I finish this purse. Demons first, tell them fight curb. Eat dirt till my feet hurt. Ashes to ashes, soon return to the earth. Stand for better and redirect the worst. Drop some knowledge on a dime beast to quench your thirst. Thanks to such, you remain in the game with a torch high. I ain't dressing up another track, don't ask for a why. It's time to see a rapper to the fire, kick and scream. The same way a spirit does when you steal a dream. The more we want to stop, the less it is for us and me. Minimal I and a still in community. The temperature rise now, the ice they melt away. Rappy size of KRS one, these are the times and days. In the cycles that I missed because I was too young to jump in. Now I got enough auxiliaries to keep jumping. Fire Marshal Ho Chi Minh, let me show you something. Stop for cover. Church can't stop flying, cycle like you're drunken. We got aces down here to keep the ones flunking. Rich slap a whack rapper like you need some pumpkin. Ho Chi Kutcher, fucking call me Simon Butcher. Commercial rapper decapitated, envelope pusher. Rapper inquisition of freedom to the fire. Lead them to the heat and watch the flame raise higher. Picture painted, but the spirit not sainted. Fierce in a pheasant, fall back like it fainted. Feels like you've been here from the ancients. Experienced so much challenges to build my patience.
Islam, you're back once again with Grand Sheik, Dr. Ali Mel Bay. And tonight, we're going to go into the 102s, in which that lady becomes known as the 101s. Before we begin, we will do the Moorish American prayer, Allah the Father of the Universe. Father of love, true peace, freedom, and justice. Allah is my protector, my guide, and my salvation by night and by day through his holy prophet, Drew Ali. That is from the original keys of the Moorish Holy Temple of Science, first published in 1927. Amen. Now, let's get into esoterically decoding the 101. / 102, as they're actually called. The question is, number one, who made you? The answer is Allah. Now, let's go into the word Allah, because many do not understand. That's the Arabic word in which it is derived from Hebrew, in which that the word is Elah, or Allah, A-L-A-H, or E-L-A-H, in which that becomes Eloh, E-L-O-H, which is part of Elohim. Now, Eloh, or Elah, Allah, is singular, with the I-M, which becomes Elohim, becomes plural. Now, Allah is your personal savior. Matter of fact, if you look at the word Allah, the letters R and L within the ancient Egyptian script known as Metuneta is interchangeable. Thus, what is known as Ra or Re became El or Al. One of the titles of Ra is Ra'ur. That's R-A-U-R, meaning among other things that Ra, the Great One. The title Ur became Ul, which is U-L, which also became the Hebrew E-L and Arabic A-L. So Ra-Ur or Ur-Ra became Allah, or Allah, and Ur-Ra means the great light, and that great light is shining within you. Christians have a song called "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine." Well, it's not a little light, it's a great light. And so it is no coincidence that Muslims spell or pronounce Allah as Allah, because it is derived from the word Allah. Right now, what is this great light? This great light is talking about the soul, or the solar phatic energy within you, in which that resonates at the pineal gland, or when it is awakened at the pineal gland. Of course, it comes up through all seven of the chakras once they are awakened by this magnificent force known as the mother of virtues, i.e. the holy breath is the medium. And once this holy breath is awakened, or awakens this divine soul, this is your higher self, or Allah, Allah in man. Now, when we go to question two, it says, who is Allah? The answer is Allah is the Father of the universe. Now, in the Moorish prayer we just read, it says Allah, Father of the universe. All right? Understand that the word Father also replies to or infers paternity. And the word paternity implies pregnancy, to bring forth life, and that comes by way of the mother. It is no coincidence that Allah is known as the Father of the universe, but the highest self, which is Allah, is also referred to as the mother of virtues. So you are talking about the father-mother principle, a mother-father principle, within the pre-Arabian times. Allah was known as Allah, in which that they get those particular words within Arabic, being that Arabic is about 65% of the Metuneta. In the Metuneta, that would be Ra, or Amen Ra, in Amen Rayet, or Rayet, in which that becomes later on Allah, and it becomes Allah, symbolized as the mother father, as the mother father principle, the mother father principle. Man also symbolizes the higher principle once he allows Allah, or his higher self, to manifest at his greatest potential. Understand this. Question three. Can we see him? The answer is no. If you go to the Holy Quran of the Moorish Holy Temple of Science, Circle 7, to Chapter 8, Jesus reveals to the people of their sinful ways. And Jesus said, the holy breath cannot be seen with mortal eyes, nor can man see the spirits of the Holy One. But in their image, man was made. And who looks into the face of man looks at the image of Allah, who speaks within. Because your eyes are the windows to the soul, and the soul is God. So when you look into another person's eyes, you're seeing their divine essence. We understand that the spiritual soul is veiled in flesh, the physical soul. The English word for spirit, from the Latin word spiritus, is breath. And have many different meanings and connotations, most of them relating to a non-corporeal substance, contrast with the material body. So we find that spirit and breath are synonymous. They are the same. The breath cannot be seen, which is the holy breath, unless the temperature is cool or cold, or due to height, and due to the heat in the breath, in other words, precipitation. Nevertheless, it is the breath in which that holds the human composition together. Every time you inhale and exhale, you're talking about push and pull. You're talking about centrifugal and centrifugal force, known as yin and yang, in which that through this force creates electromagnetism. In other words, it utilizes the universal life force energy known as chi, ki, or prana. In the Holy Quran, Circle 7, known as the Holy Quran of the Mortal Temple of Science, in Chapter 2, the Education of Mary and Eliza, or Elizabeth, in Zoan, Egypt, it states, verse 19, teach the holy breath would make them one again, restoring harmony and peace. So it's the holy breath in which that calms the lower self and merges it with the higher self to become one again, which is Allah, the Father of the universe, the higher self, the mother of virtues, one. There is no separation between male and female. The soul itself has no gender. Actually, it is the personification of male and female, both androgynous. That's what this is actually teaching us. Many might want to debate, but you can't. Where is the nearest place we can meet him? That is question four. The answer is in the heart. If you go to the Holy Quran, the Moorish Holy Temple of Science, Circle 7, once again, Chapter 8, and Jesus reveals the people of the simple ways. 7, it says, Allah's meeting place with man is in the heart. And in a small, still voice, he speaks. And he who hears is still. So hence, peace, be still. So in order to gain peace, you must be still. Hence, meditate. When you pray, you're giving out your intentions, the call to the universe. In order to receive the reply back, you must be still. Peace. Hence, Muslim. In the Sufi traditions, Allah say, I'm closer to you than your jugular vein. It actually is in the Holy Quran of the Mohammedans. But in the Sufi traditions, it also teaches that Allah said, neither my heaven nor my earth can hold me, but the heart. It says, of my servant, it is a house for me. So Allah says, neither my heaven nor my earth can hold me, but the heart of my servant. Hence Abdullah, servant of Allah. It is a house for me. So this house is to my physical body. How we know this is real simple. 1 Corinthians 3:16 states, do you not know that your body is the temple of God? Luke 17:21 says, look here nor there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within. 5. Who is Noble Drew Ali? He is a lost prophet. Let's look at the word noble. It's a title used by the Prince Hall Origin Free Masonic Shrines of the AEAONMS, known as the Ancient Egyptian Arabic Order of the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, which at one time you had to be a 32nd or 33rd degree in order to go through. Of course, nowadays, you might have to be a 3rd degree. In the Shriner's Recognition Test, it is formatted in a question and answer sequence, and it reads, are you a noble of the Mystic Shrine? The answer, I am so accepted by all men of noble birth. Drew, let's look at Drew. Drew is the variant of Andrew, meaning courageous. In English for a boy, Drew means trustworthy. Drew also means wise in Welsh. Prophet Noble Drew Ali has been reported that he has kept the name Drew because of his capacity to draw people. In other words, the word education comes from a Latin word, ideos, in which that means to draw forth, to draw out of the person. In other words, the knowledge in which that is already contained within your soul, for the soul knows nearly all things because of the various incarnations that it has lived over the years, and therefore in the various bodies in which that it has contained, in the memories in which it has been accumulated, in what is known as the oversoul. Let's look at the word Ali. In Arabic, Ali means the Most High God or my exalted God. Let's look at the word prophet, because many people get stuck. But a prophet, a person who speaks by divine inspiration, or the interpreter through whom the will of God is expressed. 2. A person gifted with profound moral insight and exceptional powers of expression. 3. A predictor, a soothsayer. 4. The chief spokesperson of a movement or cause. That is a prophet. Once again, the chief spokesperson of a movement or cause. Noble Drew Ali was the spokesman, chief spokesman of the Canaanite Temple, of the Holy Moabite Temple of Science of the World, i.e., the Moorish Holy Temple of Science of the World, i.e., the Moorish Divine National Movement, or the Moorish National Divine Movement, the Moorish Temple of Science, to become the Moorish Science Temple of America. He was the chief spokesperson of the movement or cause. Hence, the word prophet fits perfectly. It is not in the sense of the Naba, which is specifically a person who has vision or the ability in order to foresee, even though Prophet Noble Drew Ali had that ability, as we all do. You can read that within his oral statements and prophecies or traditions of Prophet Noble Drew Ali. You can read them, and one of the things in which he made a statement on in which that came true is that said you would see the Asiatic president. And if the Europeans are here, you would see an Asiatic president along with a European vice president. That is now. It happened after he made the statement that the Moors would come into their own by the year 2000. 8 years later, Obama becomes president. So he had foresight. He is a prophet, a person gifted with profound moral insight and exceptional powers of expression. A person who speaks by divine inspiration or the interpreter through whom the will of God is expressed. we all express the will of God. Some just at times, some more often. When you express it more often, then you're tapping into the higher self. And that's when you become perfected. The perfected man, known as Adam Cadman, that divine man or heavenly man. In other words, you reach back into your primal man. The word man, do not mistake to be gender. The word man is, as Webster Dictionary defines it, one who thinks. To think has no gender. Men and women both have the ability, in order to think. That's why we are called man or womb man. And if you notice, the word man is attached or is at the end of, as if it's an extension or an extraction of the womb, as men or the extraction of the womb. So hence the term womb man, in which that she's in the perfect representation of the epitome of the universe in miniature form. What is a prophet? A prophet is the thought of Allah manifested in flesh. That correlates to the first Webster Dictionary 1 of, in which that we read just a few minutes ago. In the Holy Quran, Chapter 7, Chapter 1, the creation and the fall of man. It says, man is a thought of Allah. All thoughts of Allah are infinite. They are not measured up by time. For things that are concerned with time begins and ends. Begin and end. Right? For those who are concerned with time. Time never was when man was not. In other words, time did not exist until the mind, hence formed the physical body, hence man came into existence. Or what appears to be time, actually it's an illusion, Maya. And the mind itself can weave through the Maya. That's what the Matrix was about. You don't understand? Go back and watch it. 7. What is the duty of a prophet? To save nations from the wrath of Allah. In the Holy Quran, Surah 7, Chapter 11, Jesus and Barata, together they read the sacred books, verse 43. The Hebrew prophet is the raising star of wisdom, deified. He brings to us a knowledge of the secret things of Allah, and all the world will hear his words, will heed his words, and glorify his name. In the Quran of the Moorish Holy Temple of Science, Chapter 48, the end of time and the fulfillment of prophecies. The last prophet in these days is Nobadru Ali. Of course, Muhammadans will want to debate that. There is no debate. Muhammad was a name in which that was chosen by Mustafa Al-Amin Abdullah Ibn Allah, Ahmed, as he was also referred to as Ahmed Mustafa, Al-Amin Abdullah Ibn Allah, who took on the title Muhammad after he went into Ethiopia and sat with his ancestors there, his relatives there. Based on the hadiths, this is what it stated. And this is how he received the name Muhammad. Muhammad actually is an ancient Egyptian or Metu word, which that is derived from Muhap Mayat. Hap is happy. The River Nile deity, who brings Serem or Saram, which is peace, sanctuary to the people. That's what that is actually symbolic to. Do your research. soul, who we refer to as Prophet Muhammad, took on a title, just like Christ is a title in which that they bestow upon Jesus. But the word Christ comes from the word Kodesh, which means the mummified body of Osiris, of our soul. Jesus is the name in which that, of course, the J did not exist until the 16th century, hence the 1500s, with the writing of what now become known as the King James Bible, or version of the Bible, in which that he took from the William Tyndale Bible, who was the editor, was William Shakespeare, known as Francis Bacon. He was the head of the Rosicrucians at that time, as well as also the founder of the Rosicrucians branch at that time. And King James was the Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of England at that particular time, who was excommunicated by the Pope for breaking away from the traditions of Catholicism. In which that's ridiculous because all of it is our ancient Egyptian information, actually coming from out of Ethiopia, what is known as Abyssinia, also known as Kush. Hence the Kushites, or man Kush. When we go further, it says that the last prophet of these days is Nobuzra Ali, who was prepared finally in due time by Allah to redeem man from his sinful ways and to warn them of the great wrath which is sure to come upon the earth. Who is the founder of the Moorish Holy Temple of Science? The Moorish Divine National Movement, Moorish National Divine Movement, of the Canaanite Temple, of the Moorish Science Temple of America? The answer is Nobuzra Ali. In the Holy Quran of the Moorish Holy Temple of Science, chapter 48, the end of time and the fulfillment of prophecies, it states that the Moorish Holy Temple of Science, i.e. Moorish Science Temple of America, is a lawful chartered and incorporated organization. Any subordinate temples that desire to receive a charter, the prophet has them issued to every state throughout the United States, etc. Understand that Prophet Nobuzra Ali is the founder of the Drew Baptist movement, in which that he formed in 1907. He hooked up with Dr. Suleiman Muhammad and Amir Kareem El, and formed the Canaanite Temple, which later became known as the Holy Moabite Temple of Science of the World by 1916, i.e. the Moorish Holy Temple of Science of the World, nicknamed the Moorish Holy Temple of Science, in which that officially they formed the Moorish Temple of Science by 1926, in which that the first temples opened up was known as Allah's Temple of Islam, or the Temples of Islam. Hence becomes later on with David Ford L. and what is known as Robert Elijah Poole, the Masafar Muhammad / Elijah Muhammad takes on the Temple of Islam, which becomes their own, the Nation of Islam. In which that in 1926, the Moorish Temple of Science adopted as its corporate name, the Moorish Science Temple of America. What year was the Moorish Holy Temple of Science founded? Actually, it was the Old Canaanite Temple. That's actually the answer, question in which that's supposed to be there. But of course, they put the Moorish Holy Temple of Science or the Moorish Science Temple of America. Because as far as Prophet Nobuzra Ali was concerned, obviously it was an extension of what he taught from back in 1913 AD. Once again, by 1912, he united himself with two other individuals, one by the name of Suleiman Muhammad, the other representing Emir Abdullah Karim El of Morocco. There was his Masonic Shrine of Brothers, in which they formed a Masonic temple, in which they had known as the Canaanite Temple. From that union, in which that was born May 1st, 1913, in Newark, New Jersey, known as Jerusalem, or New Jerusalem. 10. Where? Answer, Newark, New Jersey. The Canaanite Temple building was located in Newark, New Jersey. The address of the building was 7th Rutgers Street, corner 12th Avenue and West Market Street. 11. Where was Novadrolli born? In the state of North Carolina, 1886. 12. It said that he was raised on the Cherokee Reservation. And he was born there in 1886. Of course, we know of his mother, Eliza Turner, and allegedly his father, John Drew, or Kitman. He was a Kitman, which is a Cherokee, part of the tribe, in which that it was the heirs of the Henry Turner versus the United States, in which that was part of an appellate court case in 1850, and a prior case on the heirs of Turner versus the United States of 191 in 1848. You can actually read the various information. This information is verified by the Washington Detective Munya and several other Morris Scientists of America. One in particular known as the Federation Morris Scientists of America, in which that bears witness to this, in which that you can look them up online also, as well as also on our website, www.drlimelbay.com. That's DrAlimelbey. If you go to the Morris Holy Temple of Science of the World, we have the various documents there. His mother was Tunica or Washita Choctaw. His father was Cherokee. In that particular monumental case, they won back 68,883 acres of land and showed and demonstrated that what is now known as the Louisiana Purchase never really was purchased, that the United States simply did what is called eminent domain and took over, along with the United States and Canada, took over nearly 30 million acres of land in North America alone. But the Washita proper, as it was called originally, consisted of Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Minnesota, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Alabama, Utah, parts of Texas, New Mexico, Florida, and portions of even the so-called 13 original colonies, as they refer to themselves, all the way up into almost the whole of Canada. Over 30 million acres in North America alone. Understand, let's see where he was also born at, because he was raised on the Cherokee Reservation. If you understand, not only being raised on the Cherokee Reservation, actually it was called Chahari or Kohari Reservation, around the age of 7 with his father's people, which that is associated with the Smoky Mountain Native American reservation, as it is called. But he was born near the city of Clinton in Sampson County, referred to in lore as Simpson Buck County, in which that is non-existent in North Carolina. It does not exist. However, there's a village called Simpson, in which that is called Greenville in Pitts County, North Carolina. However, the only said Indian reservation around is approximately 50 miles away. It's called the Haliwa Sapana tribe, or Sapani tribe. It could not be Simpson, North Carolina, because Simpson as a village or town did not become incorporated until 1914, a year after Prophet Novadrolli started his mission and opened and formed what now is known as the Old Canaanite Temple. Prophet Novadrolli, being that he was born in 1886, means that that was not incorporated at that time and could not have been named as such. Nevertheless, a couple of counties away is Sampson County, which was formed in 1784, over 100 years before the birth of Prophet Novadrolli. So that's how he was able to do the research, is by that. So that's where he was born, was near Clinton, North Carolina. 12. What is his nationality? Morris American. We go to the Holy Quran, Circle 7, Chapter 48, the end of time and the fulfillment of prophecies. 8. While we, the Moorish Americans, are returning to Islam, and Islam is not the religion of Arabs. Let's get this correct. Islam is the traditions of the ancient Egyptians. The movements within the prayer, what is called the Dua or Salat or Rakat or the Dikkurin, all of those things are part of the ancient Egyptian traditions. Hence the reason why Prophet Muhammad Ali was referred to as a prophet, but also as an Egyptian adept. And then I say an Arab adept. All right? So, Islam is not what you think it is from the traditions of the Arabians or Arabs, in particular the Pale Arabs. You have it all wrong. And anyone teaching that is sadly mistaken. As we said earlier, the word salam or Islam is taken from the Arabic, from the which is Arabic, is taken from the metronomic word sarim. Sarim. S-A-A-R-E-M. And sarim is where you get the word salim. S-A-L-E-M, because the R and the L's are interchangeable. And Salem means peace in Arabic. Sarim means the sanctuary of peace of Ra, or the peaceful sanctuary of Ra. All right? Now, remember, we said that Happy brought Sarim to the people, a peaceful sanctuary. So Sarim is where you get the word Salam or Islam from. That is the Islam in which that we are talking about. We're not talking about Arab traditions. But it goes further. It says, which was founded by our forefathers for our earthly and divine salvation. The covenant of the great God Allah, honor thy father and thy mother, that their days may be long upon the earth land, which the Lord thy God, Allah, hath given thee. 10. Come, all ye Asiatics of America, and hear the truth about your nationality and birthright, because you are not Negroes. Learn your forefathers' ancient and divine creed, that you will learn to love instead of hate. We are trying to uplift fallen humanity. Come and link yourselves with the family of nations. We honor all the true and divine prophets. And of course, on your nationality cards, those divine prophets are mentioned. You have Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, which is called Kung Zhu. Now, and etc. Now understand, Jesus is from Christianity, as they would say. Muhammad is from Islam. Buddha is from Buddhism. Confucius, or Kung Zhu, is from Confucianism. These are four different religions, part of the world religions. Noble Ali already told you that he was a universal prophet. But yet you're trying to stick to one doctrine, which is under Muhammad, which that you are saying is Islam, which is actually nothing more than Arab traditions. It is not real Islam, which is ancient Egyptian culture from the ancient Egyptian mystery school. Let's look at the word nationality. The status of belonging to a particular nation by origin, birth, or naturalization. A people have a common origin or traditions, or often constitute a nation, existing as a politically autonomous entity. National independence. This is Black Law Dictionary 4, the law position. It also states that that is our political status. Your nationality is your political status. Now, show me in there anything about paperwork. It does not state anything about paperwork or affidavits. It says the status of belonging to a particular nation by origin, birth, or nationalization. You are the most indigenous people on the face of the planet, as being so-called melanated people, Moors. So hence your origin and birth. You was here within the Americas. We know for a fact that the Olmecs were here over 5,000 years ago. The Washita was here over 100,000 years ago. The Fosters were here over 75,000 years ago. The Twa people was here in the Western Hemisphere over 2 million years ago. All of this is documented. Ancient American Magazine has written about it. The Missing Pages of History by Indokim Akush has been talked about it. Also, What They Never Told You in History Class by Indokim Akush has also talked about it. So your nationality deals with you understanding your status and belonging to a particular nation by origin or birth, which hence or naturalization. Hence, understand this. Hence, your knowledge, your information, you coming back into you understanding that you are more. You look up more, look at the definition of land. Black Star Dictionary 4th edition again. Look up land. The word moors is embedded inside of the definition of land. It means that the word moors and land are synonymous. So people want to say, well, there's no such thing as Negro land, there's no such thing as black land, there's no such thing as colored land, and there's no such thing as more land. Wrong. There is no such thing as Negro land, there's no such thing as colored land, there's no such thing as black land. In that regard, of course, you know the word Kemet means black land. And I was talking about specifically of Egypt, what became known as Kemet. But the people's known as the Kamau. Right? So the land was called black land, which is called Kemet. But the people was known as the Kamau people. Kam. In which that symbolizes melanin once again, because you get the word chemistry or alchemy and chemistry. The study of Kemet or the study of Kem. Kem means black. In that regard, and talking about the black substance of life or the dark brown substance of life known as melanin. That's what it's the reference to. But the word black itself, of course, we know is a late word in definition. The word did not come about until the 1500s, and they were still trying to make the determination on if it meant pale white or if it means burnt black. Look up the definition and you will see how they can never make the determination on what the word black actually means. Within the Black Star Dictionary, if you look up the term black person, it says that it is a generic term in which that the courts of law really have no judicial way of recognizing. This is in the Black Star Dictionary 4th edition because it's such a generic term. It's not defined. So black itself, of course, is an adjective in which that symbolizes a description. But it's not a word in which that we use to designate us as a person, place, or thing, as a noun. I mean, that is an adjective. You can't transform an adjective into a noun. And then attempt to give it all these types of connotative meanings. And make it apply to yourself. And just being real about this. The word Moors or Kamau fits things better as far as being able to understand our connections. Even tribal names such as Washita, in which that is derived from the word Ushita. Which that symbolizes the upper portion of the uraeus, of the caduceus, which is the top part with the aton, which is the sun disk and the wings coming out of it. That portion of the symbol is Ushita, which is Washita. It symbolizes that you have reached the highest epitome of enlightenment. You have reached the higher self. So when you use these particular words, understand what you're saying, understand it, understand it. Let's look at the word Moorish, of or relating to a Moor, a Moors, or their culture. Moorish is an adjective, a description, no different than black. in that regard because of the ish, which makes it an adjective. It transformed from being a noun to an adjective. You can look that up. Sister Yasa speaks about that. Clint Tiles was on a radio show on KTL, Know the Ledge, and she broke that down magnificently. Look at the word American, Moorish American. If you want to say that we're talking about a description or we're talking about a noun now, the word American would be a noun. The Webster University Dictionary 1937, it defines American as an aboriginal or one of various copper-colored natives found on the American continent by the descendants of European settlers. The following is the original application of the word Moru. That is the word more. So American is the proper noun and is one's nationality. They are nationalizing themselves or naturalizing themselves or saying that their origin or their birthplace is here in America. But yet they are referring to themselves as U.S. citizens. The United States is of America. America is not of the United States. One has a superior position. We are Americans. As you hear by this definition, the original or aboriginal or one of the various copper-colored natives found on the American continent by the descendants of European settlers. What is your nationality? This is question 13. What is your nationality? The answer, Moorish American. As we say, Moorish, the word ish, being that it transformed from a noun to an adjective, but it does state that of or, this is according to Word English Dictionary, that one of or belonging to a nationality or group, such as Scottish. Okay, so if you're going to say Moorish, we're going to have to say it's in reference to of or belonging to a nationality or group. You have to make that distinction. But what is that nationality or group in which we belong to? American, hence Moorish American. The word American is the noun. The word Moorish has become the description, but yet we are Moors. By definition, if you take the ish off, if you transform that back into a noun. Because the word America and the word Meru and the word Moor or the same word. It has the same roots. It means land. Hence the term earth. Hence we being earthlings. And we being the oldest earthlings on the planet earth. 14. Why are we Moorish Americans? Answer. Because we are descendants of Moroccans and born in America. What's the dictionary? Moroccan. Adjective of or relating to Morocco or its inhabitants. Moroccan is also a noun, a native or inhabitant of Morocco. Now go to the 47th chapter of the Moorish Holy Quran, chapter 7. Egypt, the capital empire of the Dominion of Africa, and it reads, the inhabitants of Africa are the descendants of the ancient Canaanites from the land of Canaan to old man Cush and his family are the first inhabitants of Africa who came from the land of Canaan. 3. His father Ham and his father was second. Then came the word Ethiopia, which means the demarcation line of the dominion of Amexum, the first and true divine name of Africa. The dividing of the line between the father and the son, the dominion of Cush, northeast and southeast Africa, and northwest and southwest was his father's dominion of Africa. Now, understand what just said. 5. In latter years, many of their brethren from Asia and the Holy Land joined them. 6. The Moabites from the land of Moab, who received permission from the Pharaoh of Egypt to settle and inhabit northwest Africa, and they were the founders and the true possessors of the present Moroccan Empire. So how far did the Moroccan Empire expand is the question. Let's see. With their Canaanite, Hittite, Amorite brethren who sojourned from the land of Canaan seeking new homes, their dominion and habitation extended from northeast and southwest Africa across Great Atlantis, even unto the present North, South, and Central America, also Mexico and the Atlantis Islands before the great earthquake which caused the Great Atlantic Ocean. So when people say that we're not in a Mexico, they are sadly mistaken. We are in Morocco. The extension of the Empire of Morocco is here in the Americas. You don't believe me? Go and watch the movie. They Tell the Truth. James Redfield, in his book called Celestine Prophecies, they did a movie from off that book. But this part was not in the book. Two Europeans were riding down along the mountainside, and they was in Peru. And it was beautiful land off in the distance and everything. Beautiful looking land. And he just comes out of nowhere. The passenger asks the driver, so how did they get the land? And he looks, and the driver looks at the passenger and said, oh, they received the land through a land grant from the Moors. Now, this is all the way in Peru. What were the Moors doing in Peru? I thought the Moors, based on their history in which that they told us, was from Spain and Portugal. Or they went in and invaded Spain and Portugal and took over it at 711 AD. That's what was told to us. Of course, this is false because they always within that land. That was part of the Etruscans and the Cretans and the Minoan people who went up into the Greece and Roman areas and also into Spain and Portugal and on up into Ireland, Scotland, and Britain. I wish that you get the Yorkshire Moors. But what were the Moors doing 9,000 miles away, all the way in Peru, giving land grants, if this is not the Moroccan Empire? 15. For what purpose was the Moorish Holy Temple of Science founded, known as the Moorish Scientific America? The answer for the upliftment of fallen humanity. You go to the Holy Quran, chapter 7, you go to chapter 11, Jesus and Barata, together they read the sacred scriptures or sacred books. 24, man called these earth planes, the plane of protoplast, of earth, of plant, of beast, of man, of angel, of cherubim. 27, caused all forms of life on every plane or thoughts of Allah. All creatures think, and every creature is possessed of will, and in its measure has the power to choose. 28. And in their native plane, all creatures are supplied with nutriments for the ethers of their planes. So see, creatures are supplied with nutriments from the ethers of their plane. You, as the highest epitome on earth of God and flesh, God in physical form, is supposed to receive nutrients from the ethers. This here is the science of Qigong. This is the science of Tai Chi, the science of Reiki, the science of pranic healing. Right here, within the 28th verse. But most can't see that because they don't deal with these sciences, they only deal with certain aspects. I'm holistic in this. It's why I can teach the law, I can teach history, I can teach metaphysics, I can teach esoteric teachings, I can teach herbology. I can teach acupuncture, acupressure, reflexology, massage techniques, Reiki, Qigong, Tai Chi, cranic healing. I'm a Moorish Renaissance man, and this is how all Moors need to be. We are called Moorish scientists. Once you start studying one field, you should go into other fields in order to correlate that information. We're not dealing with the fragmented thinking of the educational system, in which that you go to class to learn biology, and you go to class to learn chemistry, and you go to class to learn mathematics, and you go to class to learn history, and you go to class to learn social studies, and you go to class to learn health. when all of this is related. We're going to end there, and we will continue going over the information at a later time next Wednesday. Next Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will continue this discussion. If there's any questions, please raise your hand in the chat room. If there's any questions, please raise your hand. Or press 1 to come in and ask questions. If there's anything you wish that you need for me to go over or to get clearer understanding, understanding of. All right, if not, then peace and blessings. And we will read the closing prayer. From the Moorish Holy Temple of Science of the World, 102, issued 1927 by Prophet Obadiah Ali, who is the divine preparer of the book, not the author. So he did not plagiarize. He used the information in which that he himself had access to and formulated a specific structure for us as we was coming out of the belly of the beast. In other words, from out of that nonsense of thinking that the white man is going to come out of the sky and save us. That mentality. So we put our seven ups, return to the east. Closing prayer, Allah binds our hearts and minds back with to our ancient forefathers, divine creed and principles. We ask this in the holy name and the seven Elohim. Amen. We see you again next week, and we go out with Allah sees everything.
Bring it back.
Go on, Dan.
Allah sees everything.
Everything.
Allah sees everything.
Allah sees everything.
In the eyes of God, all's being seen. From young teen pimp to crack fiend. Through the ears of God,
all's being heard. So look, listen, and observe.
Allah sees everything. Allah sees everything. Allah sees everything.
Everything.
Allah sees everything.
Yo, master thought and all the border pawns. Swing your magic wand. Disarm your firearm with my palm. Dislocate your arm. Hit it silently to seem calm. Through the eyes of God, I reside in modern day Vietnam. Filled with young minds designed to be curious. Soldier, where's your war paint? Situation getting serious. New cops, new clocks. Government issue new positions to take the guards of the earth. Is what the devil's wishing. You won't last with religion. It deals with division. Allah is all. United we stand, son. Divided we fall. Throw a mic through a stage floor and hear the crowd roar. Pandemonium, killer arms selling out stores. Alcoholic beverages, white boys sweating from their pores. Screaming hip hop is what we living for.
Allah sees everything, everything. Allah sees everything, everything.
Hey yo, what's today's mathematics, son? You can't quote. You get your throat chopped by the sword I possess in my palms. You're coming down like napalm bombs to cause explosions. Now you frozen, 32 below the equator. Cause you savor the flavor that the guard ready on your dome. With the microphone, that's multiple like a lifesaver. Coming from all angles to hit your pressure points in your joints like a chiropractor. To leave you paralyzed. Going down the ass crack. So where we at? We in the middle of a war zone. Black politically. World life. You better open your eyes to realize the game plan. That the Caucasian man got mastered. And you only plan with one man left on the battlefield. So grab your steel and your shield and stand firm. With your guard you now. To guard you right now. Cock back in all safety. With one in the head. Enough said.
Law sees everything. Allah sees everything.
Yo, poetic, extremely urgent materials. Hit the streets and made the criminals imperial. My ego's lost, I got testicles. I'm a killer without a symbiote.
sharks in the dark. Visionless living sits with a pen that's poisonous. Deadly venoms, the ink that'll drill them. Stick them, peel them, reveal them, and kill them like the pilgrims. Challenging the executioner, you must be stupider than Jupiter. I turn your ass into stone like Medusa. Nighttime edition with our vision. LCs are prisoners, the stages to prison. Mike Prince rewarded, mine is made of platinum. I fear millions of civilians. I'm flown like water skiing through the region. Living for Avenger with a two-shot Dillinger. Prime Minister Avenger. Plotting assassination with a desert eagle silencer.
A law sees everything. A law sees everything. A law sees everything.